Happy Wednesday. This is Mark with another OSM Audivo. This week, our theme is Let There Be Light. God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was. He has a habit of speaking light into darkness. Only God can speak light into darkness. And no matter where you find yourself today, God is able, just with one word, to change your circumstance around, to bring hope and peace and joy, light and love into your situation, even when you don't realize it can happen. And see, what we talked about yesterday is we tend to hide things, and we hide them in the dark, and we find security in the dark. But then all of a sudden that security turns to fear, because with darkness is fear. Things lurk in the shadows, and all of a sudden we find ourselves afraid. What if somebody finds out? What if somebody knows the real me? What if somebody knows what I've been up to? And then we constantly live our life in fear. And God wants to break that chain. He wants to bring light into your darkness. I had a quick story. We used to play all kinds of games in the dark when I was a kid. Flashlight tag and just crazy stuff. And I remember there's a couple stories of me getting hurt in the dark where probably if it was day, it wouldn't have happened. I was climbing a tree. It was Halloween night, and I wanted to scare some trick-or-treaters. I asked my mom if I could, and she said no. But I climbed the tree anyway. I wasn't scaring anybody. I was just watching them then, so I justified it that way. But I was holding onto a branch, with my feet on a branch, and I was holding onto a branch, and I was leaning back, and the branch I was holding onto broke, and I fell probably 20 feet into a bush, and I fractured my sternum, and I was hurt for a while. It was kind of painful. Again, messing around in the dark. And then we were playing a game kind of like Jailbreak, but I don't know if it was like war or something like that, because we put holes in the paths in the woods, and then we had a trip wires and stuff like that. And the kids across the street made a trip wire that was chest high, and my buddy, he was running, which it wasn't a trip wire, obviously, if it was chest high, but he was running, and he runs directly into this tripwire, and it leaves a mark across his chest that was there, and it scabbed, and it was all nasty. And here's the deal. There's something about darkness that's enjoyable. We like to do things in the dark, but it's not safe. And in life, we find ourselves doing similar things where we hide in the dark, and we do the things we ought not to do. And we try to do all those fun things that we shouldn't do. And ultimately, it's not safe. And God wants to protect us. He wants us to walk in the light. There's a verse in 1 John, and I encourage you guys to read this. It's 1 John chapter 5. It says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." And it goes on to talk about love. But what this is talking about is the way that we walk. Darkness represents everything that is evil, that is wrong, the things that society tells us are okay, but we know in our heart we shouldn't do, the thoughts in our minds, the actions that we take, greed, envy, jealousy, selfishness, all these things are ways of walking in darkness. And God wants us to walk as he is in the light. So we have a choice. We either walk in darkness or light. There is no in between. But we want to have what comes in the light. We want to have that safeness and the security, and we want to have hope and joy and peace, but we still find ourselves walking in the darkness, and we have to make a decision. Are we going to continue to walk in darkness in the things that aren't healthy for our life, or are we going to start to trust God and walk with him in the light? Because they conflict. Light and dark cannot and will not coexist. So we have a choice to make today. Are we going to walk in light? Are we going to walk in darkness? Are we going to think about God things? Are we going to think about world things? Are we going to act out God things? Are we going to act out world things? Are we going to live as God wants us to? Or are we going to live the way our friends and everybody else tells us we should? We have a lot of decisions to make this week, but God is the only one that can speak light into your darkness and your current situation.